All right, kids. Here we are. Here we go. Good morning and welcome. It is Matt Murphy, Valerie Vining, Matt and Val, Talk 99.5. We'll introduce everyone in mere moments after I remind you that we broadcast from high atop Red Mountain over the strikingly mediocre skyline of beautiful Birmingham, Alabama. Here we are, and here we go. Jason Lee is behind the controls, making sure that everything that comes out of our speakers sounds as good as possible, doing yeoman's work. I don't really know what that means. I really don't, but I've heard it. Boy, that guy, he's doing yeoman's work. You know, if John Byrd was working at all, he'd look that up and let me know. But I don't know what he's doing. He's here. Stacey Nichols is back in the newsroom. She's gathering headlines as we speak, and there's Slim Rob over in the traffic center. We've got all of that gang here. We've got an incredibly busy Friday to get to. We'll get to all of your telephone calls. It's First Amendment Freestyle Friday. It's iTunes Roulette. All of those things are ongoing. But we can do none of this until we introduce the straw that stirs the drink. It's Valerie Vining, everybody.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah. How is everybody? Happy Friday.
Drink it all! What? What was that? Who said that? Weird. Hey, Valerie.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Jason, and all of you. Mm-hmm. Good to be with you on this Friday morning.
Yeah.
And it is a beautiful day.
Yeah. For those of us who have a couple of days of rest and relaxation on the weekends, Fridays are particularly special because you anticipate that, especially for us early risers.
It's nice to sleep in just a little bit.
I think we make a little more of it. May I pull the curtain back?
Yes, you may.
Do we in mornings, like, for example, just as an example, because he's the first one that comes to mind. If you're Leland Whaley, right? You're Leland Whaley, whom we never get to see anymore because, you know, we're here and he's there. And we don't go to social events, although that's set to change.
Hopefully going
to
change very soon.
If you're Leland Whaley and you get up in the morning and you're getting ready to do whatever you do in the morning, and you turn on your radio and there's Matt Murphy and Valerie Vining just as excited as can be. Woo, it's the weekend! It's the weekend!
Do we get a little more excited about it than anyone else?
Well, that's
what you're saying.
Because we can, if we structure this correctly, you know, by lunch, we're done.
Yes. Some days.
And that's what I'm saying, you know, not every day, but by lunch we can be done. Everybody else got to work till 5 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah, so it's not a woo.
It's not a woohoo.
You don't get so excited.
I don't think
in
it's a
morning.
Woohoo for them until like 1 o'clock.
About one ish, they start going. Oh,
when they get in the car and they hear Leland this afternoon, then they're woohoo.
Woohoo.
And I apologize for the premature woohoo. There's nothing in the world. There's nothing in the world worse than being with a guy that prematurely woohoos. Because then there's no.
Be very careful with that.
What? I mean, you want to woohoo. You
celebrating a little early.
You're not ready for your woohoo.
Not, yeah.
And that guy's woohooing already.
Maybe we could call Leland in the afternoon right around 5-ish and do a woohoo then.
You know, it's my understanding Whaley's never prematurely woohooed. He's all good.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I know I have. I mean, I'd like to say otherwise, friends, but I'm mature enough to let you know. I think I'm doing it right now.
Okay, the show is over. Mark, it's 6:07, and we have done our due diligence
for
the day.
I'll be here all the week. Or until they cancel culture me. More on
I'm
that
calling Leland
up.
At 5. I'm doing a woohoo
You're
at
gonna
5
do a
o'clock.
Woo-hoo?
Yeah, I'd like to do it.
The Vining woohoo?
Yeah, it will be an on-time woohoo.
It
won't be premature.
Oh, and if Leland will do it with you, you'll have a simultaneous woohoo. And man, those are golden. That's like a gem.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, those don't come around every day.
You have hit the jackpot. That is the lottery right there. Oh, gracious me. Is it Saturday yet?
Bring you both a drink and a pack of cigarettes.
Right.
All right, so 6 after 6 o'clock. Woohoo at your leisure. Woohoo anytime you want to woohoo.
We just start making it Woohoo Friday. You know, every time Friday rolls around, we rename it the woohoo.
I'm cognizant, and I've long been cognizant, and we recognize, you know, when the Friday song's playing, you recognize. I've been doing this for a while. The first responders and the firefighters and the police officers, the doctors, nurses, all those people, and even, you know, restaurants and convenience stores. There's a hell of a lot of people in this society that work
on the weekend,
so that we can have fun.
Yeah.
And you recognize those people, and we've been doing that for a while, but it occurred to me this morning that I mean, people got a whole day of work too, and you and I are focused on, you know, I mean, it's not 10 o'clock, but, you know, it's like 10 o'clock, you know, day's done.
Oh, maybe we could get some listeners to shift their day to our hours, and then they could woohoo with us, and they wouldn't feel guilty that, hey, you know, I need to wait till later in the day to woohoo.
Okay, hold on a second. Are you soliciting listeners
to just
to
you know,
woohoo you?
No, I didn't say woohoo me. I said they could change their time, adjust their schedule so they can woohoo
with
us.
Okay,
yes.
All right. So it's
with me. No,
oh, it's a collective.
It's gonna change things. Just
we're
a gonna
do there. Kind of a group woohoo.
Yes, a group woohoo.
Reminds me of that one time in college. Anyway, so 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, our Birmingham Broker phone lines are up and available. Valerie and I have already been drinking. 545-9950 is the telephone number. 205-545-9950. We love hearing from you 6 o'clock freaks.
Absolutely.
Woo-hoo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jay is coming up. It is Friday.
Excited about Jay being here. I know a lot of you love Fridays because Jay joins us, and we got a lot to get to with him.
I gotta peel back the curtain for a little bit. You guys know that I've long been a NASCAR fan, and now just generally a racing fan. And we love Barber Motorsports, and we love Talladega, and we love our motorsports in Alabama and long have. And I have been in communication, and I can't say a lot. I cannot say a lot about it because we are way too early. But I've been in communication. And I'm as excited about something that might be happening this summer and this fall regarding racing as I've been in a long time. And it involves an Alabama native and someone who is essentially, and I'm not trying to besmirch the name of Red Farmer or Donnie or Bobby Allison or anybody else.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Means is a part of the Alabama gang.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
If you don't know who Jimmy Means is, he is kind of a last man standing. He's the last Mohican. Because he is an owner operator of a racing team in the Xfinity series, which is the step right below the big boys. And there are no hims anymore because he came up in racing in Huntsville in the 1970s and 1980s. He raced on the big circuit. He got a couple of shots to race with the big boys. Was an absolute Alabama legend in his
mm-hmm,
day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in communication with him about a project that we're working on. Very excited.
Pretty exciting.
Very
huh?
excited.
I mm-hmm. hope that all comes together because if what you shared with me happens, this is going to be huge. It's going to be a pretty big deal. And again, even if racing may not be your thing, I think that you'll enjoy this.
You'll dig this.
You'll really enjoy it.
I mean, if you dig Alabama,
yeah.
If you dig our history.
The history of racing and NASCAR and those sorts of things, I think you'll really enjoy this.
Or if you just dig, I don't know, dare I say, the veterans. I mean, there are a lot of different things you can enjoy, but we'll talk about it more.
It's pretty neat. Hope it all comes together and we can share it with you guys.
But Jay and I will be talking about racing today, invariably, because we're going to go watch go-karts.
Oh, fun.
Tonight, go-kart racing.
Like the real deal.
Did you know, Valerie?
Yes.
That there is competitive go-kart racing in the state of Alabama.
Yes, I know of that.
Uh-huh.
It's not something I follow or, you know anybody that's doing it.
In Jasper, Alabama, there is a track that is a quarter of a mile long. It's a huge track, paved.
And it's for go-kart racing.
I think
racing.
It's paved. I'm almost positive. Well, and they race cars on it too, but they race go-karts, and these are competition level.
So they fly. I mean,
go-kart. I mean, yes, these are go-karts. Jay's son, Chuck, grown man, children of his own, but he is building a go-kart. And tonight's his first night to race.
Oh, very cool.
So we're going to support him.
Oh, how fun.
I don't know if I should be talking about it anymore. Now that I think about it, but you know what?
Jay, come out to the track and see it for yourself.
Yeah, I've been thinking that for the last
20
years.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, up in Jasper, if you know the track, I don't even know the name of the track, but we're going.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you,
absolutely.
Jay,
oh, no, I'm going to, so I guess they segmented into age divisions, right? So there's like a 16 and under and then a 17 up.
Right.
I think that's right. And, you know, obviously Chuck's in the 17 up. I think Chuck would be in the 40 up, I believe. But we were messing with Chuck because, you know, you get a young 17, 18-year-old out there. You know, young beanpole.
Right.
You know, 100 pounds soaking wet.
Right.
You know, Chuck's
he's
a big guy.
He's got a little advantage there.
Chuck's a big guy.
Yeah.
You have to have a minimum weight on these go-karts. Mm-hmm. You can't go under a certain weight, but they don't care how much you go over. And if you give up 20 pounds, 30 pounds, giving up a lot.
You are giving up a lot. And then you also wonder that factor that's in there. Hey, you're young and, you know, you're ready just to let it all rip. And when you're a little bit older at 40, maybe you drive a little more carefully than you do when you're 16 or 17 or whatever age you are.
We need to come up with a good nickname for Chuck. You know, he's a member of St. Clair Racing, right? I'm director of competition.
Yes. Yeah, he does need to get, well.
You need a title, by the way, in St. Clair Racing now that I think.
Do I?
Yes.
Well, this might
be
something.
I mean, you're part of the director of marketing, maybe. Or
I could do that, sure. Know. Just put me over the merchandise, the t-shirts, the hats, what goes what goes on the go-karts.
Yeah, make those, sponsorship relationships.
Absolutely. Then. We can do that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I like that. All right, so there's lots to unpack and get into this morning. On the state level, the governor signed several pieces of legislation into law yesterday, one having to do with alcohol. Valerie will fill you in on this. You'll love it. Mm. Oh, my God, you'll love it. More government.
Yeah. You know, why can't it just be simple? Why? Did anyone see this one coming with the ABC board? And I'll explain in a few minutes. But it's just like unbelievable that once again, their hand is tied into wine coming into the state being mailed to your house.
It reminds me, remember the fabulous feature film Raising Arizona? Anyone?
Yes.
It is the, as far as straight up comedies go, not like romantic comedies or whatever, but comedy films, it's my favorite comedy film. It's funny. And where he's worked a long day and he's going to get his check and the big old lady, she's smoking the cigarette and government do take a bite, don't she?
Yes, look at it. She does take a bite.
Government, you know, government's going to take its bite.
Oh, it is. And it's taking its bite with this thing.
We'll tell you about that. The governor did not sign the medical marijuana legislation. I'll tell you where we are on that. A troll on Twitter is attempting to cancel culture me. And this is serious, by the way. This guy is making an effort, I guess, to get me fired.
Whoa. That's serious. That took a turn.
Well, online trolls, man. What are you going to do? Here's the frightening thing, though. A year ago, I would have dismissed it, had fun with it, and moved on from it.
Well, that's how we used to roll, and now people don't roll that way anymore.
I believe in the company in which I work for, and I believe that the company in which I work for would have my back. But I've seen a lot of companies that I thought would stand up and say, no, we're not doing this, bend over backwards for the cancel culture community.
Yes. It's a dangerous world right now when it comes to things like that, and you should take it serious.
And there's a difference that the political left is trying to pretend that can't. There's a difference in cancel culture and what they pretend cancel, because now they're going, well, the Republicans removed Liz Cheney. That's cancel culture. No.
That's a little different.
No, that's not cancel culture. What that is the Republican Party deciding who they want their leadership to be.
Right.
And cancel culture is a group of outside people having nothing to do with the inside organization deciding that they're going to pick somebody off and get them fired or destroy them from a career and social perspective. And
that's
they've
amazing.
Done it.
Yeah, yeah. We've seen it happen on a number of occasions.
Well, now this online troll is trying to suggest that I threaten to beat him up.
Really?
And look, I've threatened to beat people up, but I didn't threaten to beat him up.
No.
I'll tell you about it.
Gracious.
Joe Biden says no masks. We'll get into that in just a moment. No masks! Sure. No masks! No masks! All you got to do is get vaccinated. I think this is a setup. I'll tell you why coming up in a second, too. So lots to unpack. It's also why Tunes Roulette.
Yes, it is. Very excited about that.
I guess I should get Jason Lee my songs. Might help him in his preparation. 17 after the hour. Alabama roofing professionals, what a great job they do. You know, speaking of racing, I've never mentioned this before, but Mike and AL Roof Pros, Alabama roofing professionals, they sponsor a truck in the truck series, the Camping World Series. Did you know that? Did you know? Well, now you do. Alabama roofing professional sponsors this show as well, and I'm glad they do because they do a great job, and I'm proud to talk about them. They'll come out. It took them a little over a day and a half, and they took a roof off and put a roof on, and it looks fabulous. No more leak. I had a leak coming in through the roof. I had a couple of shingle problems. Insurance took care of that, and we're all good. ALRoofPros.com or 722-ROOF. Oh, it's a busy day on tap. Hope you are able to spend all 4 hours with us this morning. Matt Murphy, Valerie Vining. Go somewhere and hug your woohoo. It's Friday.
Oh.
Or rub your woohoo. Or,
well, I don't know about that.
Whatever the hell it is you do to create that woohoo moment.
Woohoo!
Ew.
You know?
That's us in the morning. That's what we were talking about earlier, right, if you missed it.
Don't tell them. They gotta get up early. Don't tell them.
Okay.
You know?
I'm like, what's with this woohoo talk?
Get in here
talk?
Late. It's a sentence I never thought I would say. Happened about 3 minutes ago. Where I said to Valerie, hey, how do you spell woohoo?
Oh.
I think that's WOO-HOO, right? That's woohoo.
Yes.
Okay.
That's close. We even had a Jim on Twitter was saying there's a big difference in a woohoo and a famous yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
From Charles Allen Head. They're a little different.
You're right, Jim.
They're different.
There was a time when there was a yoo-hoo, there was no woohoo.
No.
Now I would woohoo if I got a yoo-hoo.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that.
You know?
Now, buy a case of that every now and then at one of the big box stores. Because little man will...
Oh, I was talking about Charles Allen Head.
Oh, woo-hoo. I thought you were talking about the real drink.
I think he's talking about yoo-hoo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's what Charles used to say. He'd call
yoo-hoo.
It yoo-hoo.
I'm like, we're here, Charles.
Hello.
God rest his soul.
We're not going anywhere until 10 o'clock at least. Yeah, no doubt. All right, 545-9950, 6 o'clock freaks, 545-9950. It's 23 minutes after 6 o'clock. Glad to have you with us. iTunes Roulette, JLB along. A couple of other folks. There's an event going on at Talladega Super Speedway, speaking of racing, that we'll tell you about in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, we've got the gang from down central Alabama, another event. I'm telling you, Alabama's waking up. Alabama, we've been open for a while. The United States of America is itching to get out. We're itching to get it done. We're itching to go and move. And I was talking to a realtor, a good friend of ours,
mm-hmm.
who, if he'd spent a little money on this radio show, I'd be mentioning right now.
Right.
And because I was asking him, I was getting a price point on the cost of selling your house. You know, this house that I'm in, 11 years now or whatever it is, yeah. First house I've ever bought. So I've never sold a house,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, what does it cost to sell a house? And he was telling me, the rough percentages. And I said, just give me a ballpark because I'm just figuring out where I'm at from an equity standpoint.
Sure.
And he said, whatever you think you're at, add about $25,000 or $30,000 to it because the houses are selling. He said, I've never seen anything like it.
I saw a property yesterday. There's a particular neighborhood. Been kind of watching. The house, I think it was 3 years ago, sold for about $500,000. Now they want $1 million for it.
And they might get it.
I mean, the percentage of the increase in value of that house
Incredible.
Right now, and you're right, somebody will probably come along and pay them what they want for that house. That's where we're at.
Stacey Nichols is in the Talk 99.5 newsroom. She's got headlines. We continue. Glad to have you with us on a First Amendment Freestyle Friday. Good morning. I had no idea you had this song on your... I had no idea. Hey, it's 31 after the hour. Good morning. Friday, May 14, 2021.
See, I like the original version. I mean, Whitney did a nice job, but don't you think that this is just...
It's different.
It's different, right?
It's different.
Oh.
I cannot get over this morning. Well, no, I cannot get over the backstory of this song when I learn the backstory of this song. And I know
yes.
I talk about it every time we play this song.
It's a great story.
For doing it. But, you know, for those who don't know it, Dolly Parton became famous on the Porter Wagoner show. And she was such a star and such a hit on that show, she started outshining Porter Wagoner.
Poor Porter. Porter's like,
you know,
well.
So it became a little weird.
Uh-huh.
And she knew she had to move on, and she appreciated him for all the opportunities that he had given to her. And so she sat down and wrote this song for him. It's not now we apply it to love situations where people, but it is a love situation, but not it's a platonic deal. It's not a relationship.
Parlay it into A Star Is Born.
Oh no, Bodyguard. You mean?
Yeah, well, Bodyguard. But I'm saying. The plot in Star Is Born, kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
where she,
right.
He's the singer.
Yeah, that's right.
She
that makes sense.
Outshines him.
Yeah, and No. It's just...
It happens.
And you know, the other... it was about a week or so ago, I happened upon the Whitney version of this. Mm-hmm. And there's... I mean, the musical stylings that Dolly brings, it's just a, it's a more tender song. But my God in heaven, Whitney Houston, that voice.
Woo.
When she goes up that, when she goes up a key.
Amazing.
Anyway, iTunes Roulette.
Yes. Good morning,
Happy Friday.
Everyone.
Good morning.
Woohoo Friday.
Woohoo Friday on Matt and Val on Talk 99.5. You guys, woohoo at your leisure. So a moment ago, we'll get into the ABC board's involvement into wine sales and wine delivery. We'll talk about the governor's signature on daylight saving time. We'll talk about Joe Biden and masks. All of that's coming up. Never you fear. A moment ago, while Stacey Nichols was delivering headlines, and we thank her, Valerie said, would you look at what our media partners at CBS 42 are doing? And I look over, and there's Ani and the whole crew.
And Dave, yep.
And they're out. Apparently, they're doing food trucks on Friday. Jason Lee, were you aware of this? Were you aware of this, you dirty so-and-so, and you didn't tell us?
I wish I knew.
Oh, my goodness. So they got funnel cake.
They got funnel. Yeah, the funnel cake truck is there.
The fun, they're doing food truck Friday on CBS 42, and they got funnel cake. And so Valerie says to John Bird, you need to get your hiney
on down the road.
On down the road and go get us some funnel cake.
Because that's like, he could almost walk there. It's that close.
So John Bird is on the way. So call John Bird and see what his status is. We want to, you give John a call.
Funnel cake.
That's, everybody wants funnel cake. So, and we'll pay for it, although we didn't give him any money.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to do that.
I hope he has money.
I hope he has gas.
Well, he will after that funnel cake. So we want funnel cake. We demand funnel cake. And we, I know that there's a gate.
He
I don't want to hear it.
John Bird, look, don't let any obstacles get in your way here and that funnel truck.
I mean, there is a reason why Talk 99.5 teamed up with CBS 42.
And by God, here we go. This will be the first outing together.
That reason is funnel cake.
We're this is the funny part. CBS 42, we are inviting ourselves to exactly where you are, I think on your parking lot, to enjoy one of those funnel cakes. We didn't get invited to this party, but we're coming to it. John Bird is.
By the way, later on this morning, speaking of CBS 42, Chloe, and I've never heard her last name pronounced. Is it Vicente? I'm going to say Vicente. And we'll find out. Chloe Vicente, and I think that's correct, with CBS 42 is doing a feature on a Superfund site. The Environmental Protection Agency shut down a site, a Superfund site in North Birmingham, and we will we'll have her on a little bit later on as well.
Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. John Bird is getting ready to pull up, his words.
Oh, at CBS 42.
That's what he said.
Has he communicated with Ani yet?
He kind of hung up before he had a chance.
He hung up.
Like he was on a mission.
He is. John tends to get a little flustered just sometimes. And the pressure is on him right now to make this happen. You cannot fail, John Bird. You cannot fail. This is simple. Just say, I'm John Bird, Talk 99.5, Matt and Val show.
Yes, the John Bird.
I need to see Dave and the funnel truck.
I know I look like Tom Cruise, but, you know, Mission Impossible, but I'm John Bird. You're not John Bird. John Bird's a fat guy. I've lost weight.
40 pounds, as he would say.
Mm-hmm. All right. While we await funnel cake.
Do you think he's going to be able to accomplish this goal? Do you think that John Bird will come back with funnel cakes?
If he does, I think it'll be after 7 o'clock because I think we need... I think we need our on-air friends. You know, our off-air friends at CBS 42 probably aren't there yet.
Correct.
I think our on-air friends at CBS 42, the ones that we know and love, the Jack Royers of the world, the Ani Lindenbergs of the world, the Dave Nussbaums of the world, they have to get off-air to give us the...
Right. And Jack's not there.
The assist.
That means Ani has even more on her plate today.
That's right. So, funnel cake, baby. Want it.
Yeah. Good luck, John Bird.
Ani's, at some point, if you're watching CBS 42 this morning, and I hope you're listening to us and maybe watching them in the background or whatever, at some point, Ani's going to look a little flustered. That's because Ani's dealing with John Bird blowing her phone up, demanding funnel cake while she's trying to deliver the news.
Yes. So this is Dixieland funnel cakes.
It looks good.
It does look really mm-hmm. good.
All right, so we'll keep you updated on that on our First Amendment Freestyle Friday. Give us a call if you desire. Oh, yay!
It's back.
You know, I know. I
robot map.
It's just a.
Why would we need
the microphone to work?
I mean, I don't understand what our problem is. By the way, not this weekend, but next weekend, I do want to remind you before I forget that the Barber Historics is going on, and it is my pleasure to tell you about anything happening at Barber Motorsports, and it's particularly my pleasure to tell you about this. Barber Historics, it's a collection of bygone cars, but they're not bygone when they get on the track, boy. They are tip-top, and you will love these vehicles. I'm trying to figure out this microphone deal. You will love these vehicles. Go to barberracingevents.com to find out more. Kids 15 and under get in free. Tickets are only $15 for a daily pass, and you will see over 200 vehicles on track. It is like a racing history lesson with the number of four-wheel vehicles they have out on the track at Barber Historics. It's one of my favorite events at Barber's, and I love them all. Go to barberracingevents.com. That's barberracingevents.com for ticket information and for more information.
So John Bird says, he texted us, I promise you I won't let you guys down. I love you. Plus, Matt might fire me.
Okay. Can I just amend that?
Sure.
Just a little bit?
Right.
Will you write him back?
What do you want me to say
to him? Can I dictate?
Sure.
Matt says. Strike.
Says,
the might.
Strike the what?
The might.
The might.
From that sentence.
The might. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah, he probably heard. I hope he's listening to us.
He is.
I hope
he's not obviously listening to he is.
What is he, getting his car listening to another radio show? Damn NPR. Bird strikes me as one of those all things belabored guys.
He's listening to music as he's going down the road.
Right.
John Bird, you own me.
Daylight saving time.
Yes.
We will deal with this in depth when Jay gets here, because Jay has done a dive on the law and what the law says mm-hmm. and what needs to happen now. One of the first, this was almost the easy piece that just went down.
Right. Now it gets a little more complicated.
It gets a little more complicated, mm-hmm. is my understanding. So we'll discuss that.
You just don't touch the microphone.
I got to touch the microphone. I've got to touch the microphone.
You have to leave it right there, because when you don't touch it, everything is fine.
Has anybody told Frank the Grinch that there's a short in the microphone?
I think there's been several discussions, I would think, maybe.
Wearing me out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about wine.
Yes. Are you ready for this?
Let's not whine about wine. Let's talk about wine.
How many of you have been to some other state, maybe you went out to California on a trip, and there's all those wineries, and you're like, boy, this wine that I've had an opportunity to sample is mighty delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I sure would love a few bottles of those, maybe
Ship it on home.
You know, you don't want to carry it in your luggage. You got to worry about it breaking. And there's no sense in that. And you want it shipped. Well, for forever, you weren't able to do that. They couldn't ship it to Alabama. So apparently starting later this summer, I think it's August 1st, winemakers will be able to ship directly to the folks here in the state of Alabama. Now, apparently, wine manufacturers have to apply for a direct shipper license from who? The Alabama ABC Board, in order to ship their wine. Okay? Now, it gets even a little more interesting.
What?
Because those manufacturers that apply for the direct shipper license have to get an application. You want to guess the fee on the application?
I don't. I don't want to guess it.
$200.
What?
$200 they have to pay. They have to get an application through the ABC board here in the state of Alabama in order to ship the wine.
It is that just and we can do a deeper dive into this. Is that just for, I'm confused. So direct sale customers have to pay $200? So if I want to ship a bottle of $50 wine, a really nice, fancy bottle of wine back home, I have to pay $200
to
do it?
No, I think you can probably do that, but they're saying that those that manufacture the wine, let's say you're Robert Mondavi out in California, right? And I'm out at the Robert Mondavi winery, and I want a case of whatever the Merlot is shipped to the house. Well, the only way that wine manufacturer can do that is to have a shipper license through the Alabama ABC board. Once they get that and they pay the $200 application fee, then they can ship the wine to my house.
Okay, so under existing law, I'm looking at this now. Winemakers may ship orders of wine to patrons in Alabama, but the wineries may only send the shipments to state-run facilities or ABC stores for pickup. This measure requires both shippers and carriers who deliver the wine to complete training to verify the proper forms of identification. All shipments will have to be signed for with ID that proves recipients are 21 years or older. This seems like way too many government hoops.
Yeah, there's a lot of hoops here.
Just let me ship my stuff.
You know, there's also that issue, and I'm not sure how this applies, and maybe we'll dive a little further into it as well. You know, there's all these, like, let's say the Mother's Day basket that's got the crackers and the cheese and the two bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these particular companies haven't been able, they'll send you the cheese and the crackers, but they can't send the wine. And I guess this also gives them the ability to be able to ship it, but I don't know how that looks. Are you telling me that the Alabama ABC board is also involved in that transaction? It's not just wine, it's other items. What do you do with that? With a gift bag box package?
Is this normal for other states?
I think other states, they don't have ABC boards like we do. So it,
well, I mean, they have some regulations.
Yeah, there must be some, because you have to verify that you're 21 or older of drinking age.
I don't. This seems like a lot of hoops. Just let me order wine. I mean, I understand you need a verification of legal age or whatever. 45 after the hour, we'll talk to Conan Gasqui in a moment from CBS 42. We'll also talk to you, DJ, in Odenville, amongst others. DJ, you'll be first up. 545-9950 is the telephone number. John Bird's on a funnel cake hunt. Jay St. Clair's coming up. It's iTunes Roulette. A lot going on. It's a First Amendment Freestyle Friday. Welcome back. Welcome in. Talk 99.5 Friday edition. Matt Murphy, Valerie Vining, and you. Man, lots going on today. Busy day. West Blount Lawn's been busy repairing lawnmowers, repairing weed eaters, repairing leaf blowers, and the like. They do a lot of repair in the back end. And if you've got a lawnmower that's just, you know, it still has a little life in it, but you need something, you need to give it a little more oomph. Get that oomph at West Blount Lawn Care. The ladies of Husqvarna are available for you. Amy, Dana, and the rest of the gang, they want to see you. All it takes is a visit to West Blount Lawn, and you can find out the difference, the Husqvarna difference. And if you need to buy a new mower, I encourage you to look into a Husqvarna product. West Blount Lawn Care, located on I-65, exit 284. Great people, local company. The only Husqvarna dealer that you'll hear me talking about is at West Blount Lawn.
Well, Matt, let's head to the phones. We have a special guest from CBS 42.
Oh, yes. He's the one and only, the man with the plan, the cock of the walk, as we call him. He's Conan Gasqui. I feel weird. You know. I don't. Man. You know.
Great to hear that.
One of these days, we're going to be talking about, like, a very serious, I mean, it's going to get weird before it's all said and done, Conan.
It is going to get weird. That's true. Yeah. I guess there's a good time for it and maybe a good time
we'll have to,
peaceful transition.
Yeah, we'll have to selectively decide which we do. But you know what? It's an important topic that you're discussing this morning, and I'm glad that you are. It is Peace Officers Memorial Day. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so Peace Officers Memorial Day coming up tomorrow. And to do this story, I spoke with Randall Smith, who is the son of a former Birmingham police officer, Randy Smith. If you've lived in Birmingham for a long time, you may be familiar with this story. But Randy Smith was a Birmingham police officer back in the 90s. In 1995, he responded to what was essentially a domestic situation, a father holding his two-year-old son at gunpoint. So Officer Smith was able to get that 2-year-old child away. In the process of dealing with this situation and trying to get out of the home and getting some assistance from his partner, he was accidentally shot by his partner. And the bullet went through his head, did significant damage. Officer Smith was in a coma for about 3 months. Well, he eventually came out of that, and I don't think even the doctors thought that he was going to recover. In fact, there was a doctor who was caring for him who later told the family that he has never seen someone with such extensive brain damage actually live. Well, Officer Smith lived. He went through a lot of different surgeries still dealt with seizures for years, but lived 25 more years, died this past December, and now his name recently was added to the Jefferson County Law Enforcement Memorial, along with many other officers who have fallen in the line of duty. And that's essentially what this holiday is about, is recognizing the sacrifices that many, many officers have made over the years to protect the public.
Yeah, and it's one of the reasons, Conan, that we kind of recognize National Police Week. All this week we've been doing that, and I love that you guys have done a story on somebody that did so much for our community. And again, a lot of people thought a lot of him, a very special person, and very unfortunate that he passed away this past December. But that is an amazing story, saving that 2-year-old child.
It really is. And I think that story is just emblematic of what officers do, the kinds of sacrifices that they make, the kinds of situations that they find themselves in. Having to, make difficult decisions and do things that are very difficult to do in the interest of protecting the public. So this is certainly a week and a day to honor people like Randy Smith for the sacrifices they've made. And it's something that's really special to the family members of fallen officers, as I heard talking to Randall Smith yesterday about this.
Well, it's great stuff. Mm-hmm. Conan, we'll be watching on CBS 42 all morning and all day long, and we appreciate you being with us this morning. And have a great weekend, friend.
You too. Thank you very much. Nice talking with you.
There's Conan Gasqui, CBS 42, joining us this morning for a few moments.
And also over at 42, waiting on those funnel cakes, we'll see if John Bird can complete his mission, his task that is before him.
I'm telling you, got to get it to right after 7 o'clock. Get Ani on it.
Yeah. Let Dave handle the news. Ani can go out in the parking lot.
That's exactly right.
Get a funnel cake.
545-9950, 545-9950. Hang in there.